98.1 KZE. Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Friends Day is here again, and with me in the studio for the first time, Kevin Sharp and friend
Ian Fuller over here.
Welcome. This is a new project, right?
Yeah, brand new. We basically booked a couple dates at Rose Hill Farm to give us a reason to get together and practice.
Yeah.
Pull out the guitars, learn some new songs.
I've been in that boat many times where it's like, I want to play music and I won't do it unless I have a deadline.
Exactly. cramming for the test for sure.
So folks listening might know Kevin from Redneck Romancer and Ian from Four Gun Ridge and other pop projects in the past.
Tiger Piss,
yeah.
I guess, was a drummer. I was a drummer for Tiger Piss.
Classic Kingston punk band.
There you go, yeah.
Paula was huge.
Yeah, me and Ian have been playing music since 94, I believe.
Wow.
So yeah, we were in a like post-hardcore band in New Paltz called Holler for quite a while.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s.
Were you New Paltz students? Are you New Paltz alum?
Yes.
Occasionally.
Yeah, okay. I went for a semester.
The New Paltz to Kingston pipeline. I'm also a victim of that.
Very much the case. Yeah, for sure.
I have my paperwork from there now.
Yeah. But yeah, so both of us are kind of recovering post-COVID. Before COVID, I was doing a lot with Redneck Romancer. He was doing a lot with Four Gun Ridge. Since then, it's been kind of trying to get back into playing out regularly. So this is a step in that direction.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well, you want to show us what you've been working on?
Yeah, let's do it.
Strange kind of feeling in the air tonight. The moon looks crazy and it don't feel right. We're going out drinking, lace those boots up tight. Cold nights like these tend to get bizarre. We might get to see the inside of a police car. Hold on, mama's gonna get a little weird tonight. Well, this whiskey's tasting awful smooth to me. Hell, with one shot, let's make it three. Even a bartender got an evil look in her eye. Well, it don't make sense to try and fight the gods. On nights like these, I like our odds. Hold on, mama's gonna get a little weird tonight. Hold on, mama's gonna get a little weird tonight. Some nights are made for drinking hard, waking up naked in the neighbor's yard. Some nights it just ain't easy to be good. Well, it's gonna get blurry as the night gets late. We might wind up in another state. At that point, we just alone for the ride. Like a mean old cat, we're gonna moan and wail. I set aside $500 for bail. Hold on, mama's gonna get a little weird tonight. Hold on, mama's gonna get a little weird tonight. Nights like these where I got my scars. Hopping over fences, jump from moving cars. A good story's worth a little bit of blood. Well, it's time to settle in and head on home. It ain't no fun being crazy all alone. Besides tonight, we got the devil on our side. So sit back, baby, there's rounds on me. Be the night of your life, just wait and see. Hold on, mama's gonna get a little weird tonight. Hold on, mama's gonna get a little weird tonight. Hold on, mama's gonna get a little weird tonight.
98.1 KZE, Kevin Sharp, Ian Fuller, my guests in the studio with a new project that is looking for a name.
No name yet.
No name yet.
Quiet Condor. We did a show as a punk thrown together punk rock band in March called Hot Condor. So we've been tentatively calling this Quiet Condor, but we don't know if that's going to stick.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why Hot Condor? Where'd that come from?
I was working. I'm serving at a restaurant in Kingston called Mirador, and we were looking for names. And someone at a table brought out a giant scarf with a huge condor on it. And I thought condor seemed like a cool word that doesn't get used a lot. So
yeah,
we just went. We were going to go Condor Caliente, but we thought that might be appropriation. So we just went Hot Condor instead. Sounds a little more ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. I like just combinations of words that are unexpected but sound good.
Exactly.
Yeah, Hot Condor's good.
Yeah, there's a good metal logo, the metal shirts you can make with that name, you know.
Absolutely. So you had a thrown together punk band. This is kind of like a, I don't want to say thrown together because you've been practicing.
Yeah. Some of these songs, some of these are old Red Necromancer songs. Those are most of the originals. I think we're doing probably 4 John Prine songs at Rose Hill tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah, to mention, we are playing Rose Hill Farm tomorrow from 6 to 8. It's the first outing with this unit.
Beautiful spot right up the road.
It is, yeah, for sure. And it'll be a little warm tomorrow, but it'll still be. So cherry picking starts this week, so it'll be the first week of cherry picking.
Nice.
So.
And plenty of indoor space there, too, get out of the heat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Was that an original that we just heard?
That was an original, yeah.
I like that one. Mm-hmm. I like the phrase, get a little weird.
Yeah. That's, one. That's one of the first songs I ever wrote.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it was way back.
Sometimes they just come right out.
Yeah. What's your process when you're working on songs with a new project? Do you guys write together or you bring old material and say, hey, let's work this into the new project?
I think so far with this, everything has been like retreads of past stuff or covers. I think we will eventually start working on stuff. And yeah, I know with Foregone Ridge, you used to send stuff back and forth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We'd send each other stuff and try to do a version of the other person's song and then see where it goes.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea of that.
Yeah. Well, if anybody out there has any name ideas, feel free to email me. I will pass them along.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't know. Untitled Condor Project.
Untitled Condor Project. Sounds like an indie rock band.
Right, yeah.
Untitled Condor Project.
Yeah. You got another one for us?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Songs on acoustic guitar and Frank Earl to play lap steel. We first met in a roadhouse bar right after they hit town. They spent the money on one-way tickets, so I bought us another round. Then we kept on talking about how he's gonna have it made. All of his boys from a hammer year selling country music these days. He talked slick and I was young, so it didn't take too long, for I knew the words every single one of the devil's songs. Build a crowd. Everyone loved to come and see the devil play his music loud. He called his boys, take them down and see his brand new game. The devil was about to find out that everything had changed. His boys got sick of putting up with artists and their needs. Egos, wives, cocaine habits had gotten in the way of the greed. So they got them a team of writers and they let those fellas go. Wrote all the songs they hear today on country radio. They told the devil, and I can't say that it took it very well. Said now, fellas, I wouldn't play this lousy stuff in hell. He shook his head, stomped his feet, said, have I just been told? Today is the day that the devil can sell away his soul. So I offered to let him a hand. We finished up and said goodbye, and he thanked me for my help. Said, son, there's some things I've seen in you that remind me of myself. I asked him if I keep his songs and this old guitar. Said, go right ahead, but remember, boy, they won't get you very far. Go right ahead, but remember, boy, they won't get you very far.
KZE. Did you guys write that one?
Yeah, it's another original.
That's great. I love a good narrative in a song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Any plans to record material with this project?
I don't think so yet. I think we'll probably get through the show and then start working on some new stuff and then maybe think about recording once we get a few done. I feel like the world of recording is a lot different than it used to be, where you would make an album and put it out, and it seems like now it's more sensible to put out a couple songs at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Or like EPs or singles.
I think it's so normalized now to just like make a song, put it out, you know, and when you are ready, then you add it to an album.
But, exactly.
Yeah. Which kind of takes the pressure off in a way.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely decreases the time in between releases too. It seems like with the attention span, it's better to just little droplets here and there rather than waiting 2 years for something.
Unfortunately, yes. I still am a full album listener. When there's an album that I'm excited about, I will sit down and listen to the whole thing front to back to hear like how it was intended, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But I think there's a lot of folks who prefer to just hear 30 seconds and see if they like it.
Yeah, for sure. I know some of the last Red Necromancer shows we played at the station in Woodstock, and these two younger girls were laughing at us because we were selling CDs. Like they thought, you know, it was like, yeah, exactly. It was like
but
selling like.
Just yeah. Wait, it's going to come back around and those same kids are going to be like, oh my God, again. CDs are so cool. You don't have CDs?
Yeah, you think they'll go the same way as the cassette tapes
yeah.
and the records for sure.
Obviously, yeah. Like everything comes back around. There's always a cycle.
All right. Invest in CDs now.
I'm not saying that, but this is not financial advice, but I do expect CDs will probably come back around. You know,
it does make sense.
I knew a sound guy who swore that like CDs were the best sound quality you could get.
All right.
So, who knows?
This
is Kevin Sharp, Ian Fuller on Friends Day today. You can catch them tomorrow at Rose Hill Farm here in Red Hook. 6 to 8.
6 to 8, yep.
And just the two of you, or I think you got
just
some other
two
folks.
Of us. We have Lara Hope filling in on some backup vocals, and we may have a special guest fiddle player on his way to a tour in Europe. We're going to try to rope him in to play some fiddle with us tomorrow, too.
Very cool. It's going to be a good time. And is there anywhere folks can go to kind of keep tabs on your music, projects, anything?
They can come to the show tomorrow and sign a mailing list.
Okay.
That would be the best way. Yeah, we're not. We're going
to
go old school. Yeah, exactly. Let's go to 90s here.
I don't hate it, no. And we tagged you on our Instagram, so you can always.
I don't know if I have it in me to run another social media page at this age.
It's the worst. I hate it, but.
Yeah.
I'm stuck doing it.
Exactly.
Well, this has been Friends Day. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us, MK.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
We got your community bulletin board, Avett Brothers, up next, 98.1 KZE.